This Chinese couple was recently executed for throwing their children from a 15-story window. And if you thought that was crazy, wait until you hear why they did it. Welcome to True Crime Recaps. I'm Chris with all the crime in half the time. Let's recap. Zhang Bo wanted a fresh start. He'd just ditched his wife to be with his mistress, Ye Chengchen. But here's the twist. Zhang wasn't just a cheating husband, he was also a dad to two little ones, and his new girlfriend wasn't keen on playing stepmom. Her deal to him was brutal. It's them or me. Now, let's say you picked your mistress instead of your kids. You'd leave them with their mom, right? It's not exactly a shining moment in parenting, but it's a whole lot better than what Zhang decided to do. So let's rewind to November 2020, and I'll fill you in on what went down. Picture this. Zhang's daughter, Rui Shui, just 2 years old, and his little boy, Yangri, barely one, are giggling and running around in their dad's apartment. They're in their own little world having a blast. Then, out of the blue, their dad, Zhang, scoops them up and, in a heart-stopping moment, throws them off the balcony. It's a harrowing 15-story drop to the grass below. Both kids hit the bushes, breaking their fall. Kind of. The fall is too much for Rui Shui. She didn't make it, but baby Yangri is still hanging in there, barely clinging to life as a crowd starts to form around him. And just when you think this story can't twist any sharper, suddenly Zhang joins the crowd. There he is outside the building, tears streaming, head slamming against the wall, spinning this tale to anyone who will listen, saying it was all a tragic accident, that the kids just took a tumble off the balcony. But the heartache doesn't end there. His son fought with everything he had in the hospital, but he just couldn't pull through. The injuries were too much for his little body to bear. So now that his kids were gone, did Zhang and Ye ride off into the sunset together? Well, sort of. In a dark, ironic twist, they did end up spending their forever together, but it was far from the carefree future they wanted. Let's start at the beginning. Zhang and Ye lived in Chongqing, a super city in central China. It's packed with people. Over 32 million people stuffed into 32,000 square miles. It's like cramming all those people into the state of Indiana. When Ye came into the picture, Zhang was already hitched and a dad to two little ones with his wife, Chen Meilin. You won't be surprised to hear their marriage hit the skids because having a side romance usually isn't great for a marriage. The affair between Zhang and Ye kicked off back in 2019, except Ye didn't know Zhang was a dad to a toddler girl and an infant boy. Then, fast forward to February 2020, Zhang decides to cut ties with his wife and pops the big question to Ye, ready to start a new life with his mistress. Meanwhile, Zhang's in the middle of hashing out a co-parenting agreement with his ex, and they come up with a plan. He'll take the reins with their son while his ex-wife will care for their daughter. Things are looking surprisingly amicable, that is, until he drops the bombshell on Ye. Picture him breaking the news. Surprise, I've got two kids! Ye's reaction is far from thrilled. In fact, she throws down a chilling ultimatum. When the kids are gone, I will marry you. Why don't you kill both since you will be killing anyway? You've got to wonder what was going on through her head. Some say her parents were dead against her marrying a guy with a ready-made family. Others say it was more about Ye not wanting to play stepmom. In her eyes, the kids were just roadblocks on their way to a dream life. Wipe the slate clean, she figured, if they really wanted a fresh start. On the grim day it all went down, Zhang called his ex suggesting a play date so their daughter could hang out with their son at his place. Meanwhile, Zhang's on a video call with Ye, and things take a dark turn. She starts slicing at her wrists right there on screen. Zhang's freaking out, reading it as a dire ultimatum. It's me or them today. That's when Zhang made the unthinkable choice, hurling his own kids over the balcony. Zhang claimed he was sleeping when his kids took a tragic tumble. The noise from outside is what snapped him awake, only to realize his kids were nowhere to be found. Onlookers spotted him on the sidewalk, tears streaming, head banging against the wall, playing the part of a grieving dad. But the pieces just weren't fitting together, and his ex-wife wasn't buying his act for a second. Zhang couldn't keep his stories straight. He told his ex he was out cold after downing some cough syrup. He actually suggested the kids somehow climbed over the railing and fell. To others, he switched his story up, claiming he was having a smoke by the window and forgot to shut it, or that he was busy eating lunch when the kid somehow managed to climb out and fall. There's a bit of mystery about what exactly the kids fell from or through. Some say it was a balcony, while others are talking about an open window. One article points to a bedroom window nearly 3 feet up from the floor. If you believe Jong's version, he caught a glimpse of his son scaling the wall towards the window with his daughter trying to yank him up with her. Before he could step in, down they went. Except 1-year-olds aren't exactly known for their wall-climbing abilities, and even if Jong's daughter made it up there, the odds of her hauling her brother up too just don't add up. When all was said and done, Chongqing's finest had stacked up enough evidence to slap Jong with a murder charge. But the plot thickened. Ye got roped in too, right after Jong supposedly spilled the beans about the whole grim affair. He painted a picture for the cops, pointing the finger at his girlfriend, claiming she was the puppet master behind this horror show. That's where all the chatter about her folks and the kids being in the way started. In court, Jong turned on the waterworks, mumbling apologies for his unthinkable act. Ye, on the other hand, was all about denials, brushing off any and all accusations. In 2021, the gavel fell with a resounding thud. Jong was handed a death sentence, but the punishment didn't end with him. Ye faced the same grim outcome. True, she didn't physically hurl the children to their doom, but her words, her persuasion, was horrible enough for the court to decide she was just as guilty as Jong was, and she deserved the same fate. And just like that, they joined the ranks of thousands of people who were executed in China every year. China loves the death penalty. Estimates suggest they execute at least 1,000 people every year, more than the combined total of every other nation. Trailing behind, Iran comes in second with 314 executions, while the United States ranks fifth with 18. The exact numbers are vague due to China's tight-lipped approach to execution stats. Amnesty International speculates the real tally might be somewhere between 4 and 5,000, since there are at least 46 different crimes that can earn you the death sentence. And they carry it out right away. Convicts are either fast-tracked for immediate execution or given a 2-year suspended sentence. That's what happened in this case. Jong and Ye got 2 years to appeal their case. That appeal failed in 2023, which meant their date with death was coming, ready or not. Jong Bo and Ye Cheng Chen were executed on January 31st, 2024. It was probably by lethal injection, but that information isn't readily available. The only surviving character in this story is Jong's ex-wife. She has to live with the image of her babies plummeting 15 stories to their deaths. She can't help but wonder, were they desperate? Were they afraid? If she had a say, she would have pushed Jong and Ye off the balcony herself. And who could blame her?
And that's your recap.
Thanks for hanging out with us today.
If you like getting all the crime in half the time, go ahead and tap that subscribe button so you never miss a story.
But don't go away. Catch up on more recaps right here, right now.
Until next time, take care.